Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Yud Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 5 lines from the top of Daf Yud Zayin. You will notice a Mishnah. Before we begin the actual Gemara text, we look at the side under the Nosei, the topic heading, one of the special features of Gemara markings, the Shas Ozer. We have written on the side, Yesh Neder Toch Neder V'ein Shvua B'soch Shvua. In this case, our topic heading is basically a citation of the opening of the Mishnah. These terms that a neder can be superimposed on an existing neder as opposed to a shvuah will be discussed in the Mishnah and of course the Gemara that follows. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah. Yesh neder besoch neder, meaning after someone vowed and he then takes a similar vow on the same topic, the same item, the second vow takes hold. The ein shvua besoch shvua. Not so in the case of a second oath superimposed on a first oath. Ketzad. How do we illustrate this? Omar hareini nozir im ochal. Hareini nozir im ochal. He accepts upon himself the status of nozir. Nozir is one who refrains from grape products and other halachas that apply. He's called a nazir, and he accepts on himself nazirus conditional upon his eating, so that if he eats, he will become a nazir, and he repeats that twice. The ochal, and he then goes ahead and eats. Chayov al kol achas vachas. He then has obligated himself to observe 2 nazirus periods. Shvua shelo ochal, the ochal. If a person swore that he's not going to eat, and he repeats that, and then he goes ahead and eats, eino chayov elo achas. He'll be responsible for bringing a sacrifice that one who violates a shvua is obligated to bring only for 1 shvua violation. Omar Rav Huna. Lo shanu elo the Omar. Lo shanu Rav Huna comes to qualify that which we say that there is a neder besoch neder applies only under the following circumstances. Maybe before we continue with the Gemara itself, we should look at the side. We have a nosei topic heading and also an indication that this is a long topic. It lasts till daf yud ches amud aleph. In other words, the balance of today's shir will center around this. And not only this, you'll see, we'll center around Rav Huna's opinion. Ha'omer hareini nozir hayom, hareini nozir hayom. We've written on the side that one who says that, he accepts upon himself Nazirite-ship today. And he repeats that. Rav Huna says, ein cholo nazirus al nazirus. The second nazirus does not take hold. Ushmuel says, nazirus cholo al nazirus. That the second Nazirus does take hold. When we speak about a second Nazirus taking hold, that could manifest itself in different ways, halachically speaking, but for our purposes, we're just going to recognize that the second statement has meaning. Exactly how that's manifest, we'll leave that aside for now. We see that a machlokus between Rav Huna and Shmuel regarding someone who simply repeats a vow, in this case the vow being Nazirite-ship. Structurally, under the Mivneh heading, you see an indication that this structure will continue till Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Triangles that appear are challenges, or kushos al Rav Huna. We're going to be challenging Rav Huna, and as we said, this will continue till daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. Now the Gemara text. Omar Rav Huna, lo yishanu elo de Omar hareini nozir hayom hareini nozir lemochar. The Mishnah is teaching that yesh neder besoch neder. This applies only if he says, "I'm a nozir today, and I'll be a nozir tomorrow." The migu the ka misvasef yoimo yisera. That since there is a reference to an extra day, an additional day, chaylo nazirus al nazirus. That enables a second nazirus period to set in upon the first nazirus period. We take a look at the Rashi, Elo di Omar, the Migu di Svasef Yoyme Yisera, and Nazirus Rishayna, that since an additional day applies or is now found beyond the first Nazirus period, we should point out, Rashi is going to say it in a minute, that a Nazirus period, unless otherwise qualified, is a 30-day abstention from wine products, grape products. The Chiyomar Hareini Nozir Hayom Kivolov Nazirus Shlofshim. When a person says, "I'm a Nozir today," that means that today I'm accepting upon myself a Nazirite-ship. That's a 30-day period of abstention. The Chihodar V'Omar Hareini Nozir Lamochar. When he then repeats, when he utters the second statement, "I'll be a Nozir tomorrow," Mashma Hareini Nozir Shloishim Yoim V'Echad. That implies I'll be a Nozir for 30 days. That's what was meant by the Hareini Nozir Hayom. And then by saying Lamochar, it's an additional day. V'Echad. V'Ein Nazirus Liyom Echad. There isn't such a thing as Nazirus for one day. Hilko Chal Nazirus Al Nazirus V'Havi Nozir Shloishim Achirim. And as a result of that, he'll have to observe two periods, two successive periods of 30 days Nazirite-ship. Well, you'll see then, it would then be a total of 60 days, two separate Nazirus installments. We continue in the Gemara. Avol, Omar Hareini Nozir Hayoim, Hareini Nozir Hayoim. Rav Huna says that if you simply copy or repeat the same thing twice, Ein Chola Nazirus Al Nazirus. The second Nazirus does not take hold. In other words, there's no innovation, there's no newness to the second statement. So nothing takes hold. Ushmuel Omar Afilo Omar Hareini Nozir Hayoim, Hareini Nozir Hayoim, Chola Nazirus Ole. According to Shmuel, even if he simply repeats the vow, the Nozir vow, in the same fashion as he stated it initially, the second Nazirus takes hold. In the spirit of the Mishnah, as we saw, Yesh Neder Besoch Neder. The Gemara asks, and we start a question. You can see that we've marked it as a long question. Ula Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna's understanding, Aditona in Ein Shvua Besoch Shvua, instead of teaching that a second shvua doesn't take hold or is not superimposed on a first shvua, listening, why not state a Tanaic source as follows? In other words, stay within the realm of nidorim, nazirus being a form of neder, a type of vow, make a distinction within the same topic. Why does the Mishnah go from one topic to another in order to note a distinction? Listening, and we have a frame around this section. The reason it's dashed is because it's not an actual source. It's a suggestion for the Tanaic source. Suggested Mishnah. According to Rav Huna, the following should have been taught. Yesh neder besoch neder, v'ein neder besoch neder. There are cases where a second neder is superimposed on the first one, and sometimes not. Hareini nozir hayom, hareini nozir lemochar, yesh neder besoch neder. If he phrases it that way, the second Nazirus having the innovation or the nuance of an additional day, so the second Nazirus takes hold. Hareini Nozir Hayom, Hareini Nozir Hayom. However, if he repeats it literally, Ein neder besoch neder. Then we would say that a second neder doesn't take hold. So instead of the Mishnah teaching that a second shvuah doesn't take hold, why not stay within the realm of nedarim in order to show the contrast? Kashya, this remains a difficulty. It's a technical difficulty as far as Rav Huna's shita is concerned, but it's not the end, it's not a refutation of Rav Huna. Hence the Gemara goes on with another question. The note on the side under the Mivneh heading, we indicate that this marking scheme will continue till Omid Beis, I should say till the next Omid, that would be Yud Ches Omid Aleph. The double underline notes a we've written on the side Hadgoshes Kashya, the highlighting of the difficulty, the term where the Gemara presents that this whatever was said till that point is a difficulty. Also see the use of a dashed underline, the kavasa, and you'll find that where the Gemara tries to contrast shvuas with nazirus and see if whatever point we were trying to develop is really legitimate. Tanan, yesh neder besoch neder ve'ein shvua besoch shvua. This is of course a quote from our Mishnah. Hechi domi, what are the circumstances? In leimah the omar hareini nozir hayoyim hareini nozir lemochar. That's as far as the example of a neder besoch neder. The kavosah gabi shvuah, the parallel case by shvuah would be where this, there's a nuance in the second shvuah. Shaloichal shvuah shaloichal tainim v'chazav omar shvuah shaloichal anovim. Where he swears, his first oath is he's not going to consume figs, and the second, he's not going to consume grapes. In other words, he said something in the second oath that wasn't present in the first oath. Well, amai lo chalo shvu al shvu. Why does the second shvu not take hold? It's something different. Why shouldn't the second vow, oath be binding? Elo hechi domi. So what must be the circumstance? The Mishnah maintained that a second shvuah doesn't take hold. So what must be the case? Where he simply carbon copies. He doubles. He repeats whatever was in the first shvuah. Well then, the kavosah gabi nazirus hechi domi, and the parallel case of nazirus would be the Omar Hareini Nozir Hayoim Hareini Nozir Hayom, where he simply repeats what he said initially, Vikotani, and the Mishnah says, Yesh Neder Besoch Neder. This very case of Hareini Nozir Hayom, Hareini Nozir Hayom, the second Nazirus takes hold, Kashya L'Rav Huna. This is a problem, a difficulty for Rav Huna. Omar Loch Rav Huna, Masnisen, the Omar, the Mishnah case of Neder, besoch neder, the second neder taking hold is the Omar. What did he say? Hareini nozir hayoyim, hareini nozir lemochar. The kavasah gabi shvuah, the parallel case of shvuah that would not take hold. The Omar shelo ochal te'enim, the chozav yomar shvuah shelo ochal te'enim ve'anovim. The lo chaylo. Where the second shvuah, notice there is, just like in the case of the Nazirus, there was a newness, i.e. the reference to Lemochar. Here in the second shvuah, there is newness, i.e. the reference to Anovim, which had not been mentioned in the first shvuah. And Rav Huna tells you that this is what the Mishnah means when it says Ein Shvuah, so shvuah, that the second shvuah, the lo chayla, it does not take hold. The Gemara asks, and this is a long question, V'omar Rabo Shvua Shelo Ochal Te'enim V'chozer V'omar Shvua Shelo Ochal Te'enim V'anovim. Rabo refers to this very case that Rav Huna answered, mentioned. V'ochal Te'enim V'hifrish Korban, and he ate Te'enim. And that's a violation of his oath. And he sets aside, as a result of that, he's obligated to bring a sacrifice. V'chozar v'ochal anovim. And then he ate grapes without eating figs again. Just ate grapes. Havilu anovim chatzi shiur. The eating of the grapes represents only half a quantity. Meaning, in this, the oath that spoke about grapes also mentioned figs. So in eating just grapes, not grapes and figs, but eating just grapes, that is called, it's called a partial quantity, or it's an insufficient quantity for holding the person liable. The ein mevi'in korban al chatzi shiur, even though it's a wrong thing to do, to eat, to violate part of the oath, nevertheless, a sacrifice is not brought. Now, we have to elaborate. Why is a second sacrifice not brought in that case? Because he only ate grapes. Had he, after eating the initial figs and separate and set aside a sacrifice, gone ahead and eaten figs and grapes, he would have to bring a second sacrifice. What do we therefore see here? Almo hecha diomar shvua shelo yuchal teinim, v'chozar viomar shvua shelo yuchal teinim v'anovim. Migu dechal shvua al anovim. Since the second shvua takes hold because of the new element, the grapes, chaylo nami al teinim. That second shvua has power, sets in upon the figs as well. And very simply, after he swore not to eat figs, he swears again not to eat figs and grapes, the second shvua takes hold. What did Rav Huna say about that case? In that very case, Rav Huna said the second shvua does not take hold. The Gemara explains, Rav Huna lo svira le karaba. Rav Huna simply doesn't accept Rabba. Rabba and Rav Huna were both Amoroyim. So though Rabba says that shvur shelo yichal teinim, and then shvur shelo yichal teinim vanovim, the second shvur takes hold, Rav Huna disagrees. The second shvur does not take hold. Meisvei. Again, we challenge Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that one who says Hareini Nozir Ayom, Hareini Nozir Ayom, the second Nazirus does not take hold. The question that is presented here, you'll notice, is a long question taking us to the top of Yud Ches Omer Aleph. Meisvei Misha Nozar Shtei Nazirus Mono Es Harishon V'Hifrish Korban. A person who had accepted two Nazirus periods, he, mono means he counted, he observed the first one, set aside a sacrifice at the termination or the culmination of the Nozir period, a Nozir brings three sacrifices. So here's a fellow that observed the Nazirus period. He initially accepted two Nazirus periods. He set aside his sacrifices, set aside but not offered them yet. V'nishal olel, and then absolved or rescinded the Nazirus period. That's accomplished by going to a Torah scholar and explaining that he regrets having accepted the Nazirus. Also lo yishnia borishona. The second Nazirus period takes over the vacuum left by the absolved first Nazirus period, and he'll bring the sacrifices for the second Nazirus period, and he's considered as having observed that second Nazirus. Double starred note that you see refers to a girsa that's in Masechet Shavuos, which reads after it says here v'hifrish korban, the Gemara there reads v'hifrish oleh korban v'achar kach nishal al rishona. Essentially, the way we explained things here, but it's just important to note the detailed lashon of the Gemara that has ramifications for a point that we make in our Mark Gemaras in the previous Rashi. But for our purposes, we want to understand what actually took place with this fellow who had been nozer shtei nazirus. Heichi domi. I leimod yomar hareini nozir hayoyim hareini nozir lemochar. Am I also loy shnia borishona? How is it that it could be said that the second nazirus fills the void left by the absolved first nazirus? Ha'iko yoyim yisera. There's an extra day. There's a the first nazirus was accepted from day one. The second nazirus made reference to as becoming a nazir the next day. L'mochar. There's an extra day involved. So it can't be said that the first the void left by the first nazirus is now filled by the second nazirus. If we look in the Rashi, he spells out the details. Ha'iko yoyma yisera. Rashi says dareini nazir l'mochar dekomar dekomar also yom the nazirus shnia. The phrase or the vow of I'll be a nazir tomorrow that he said on that day, eino chal elo liachar shloishim. It takes hold only after 30 days. Dahainu liachar nazirus rishona. It will take hold only after the first nazirus. Vamai also lo shnia barishona vi niftar menazirus shnia kedem shiyovo yoim shloishim ve'echad. How is it that before the arrival of day 31, now this fellow observed 30 days, and we're told in the source that at that point he could bring the korbanos that he had set aside and they would count for the second nazirus. But why should that be? How can he think to bring korbanos before the arrival of day 31? His initial acceptance of nazirus, after he said Hareini Nozir Hayom, he also said Hareini Nozir Lomochar. And that Lomochar would take you to day 31. Dahainu Lomochar. So that can't be the case. So we go back to the Gemara text. Let's read that line again. Am I also lo shnia barishona ho'iko yomi yisera? Is there not the extra day? Elo pshita di omar. The case must be, the case which this Tanaic source describes, namely that the second nazirus fills the void in an exact fashion. It fills the void of the first nazirus. It must be the Omar Hareini Nozir Hayoim Hareini Nozir Hayom. We continue at the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph Utyufta de Ravuna. This is a refutation of Ravuna. How is that? So if we look in the Rashi at the top of Yud Ches, Rashi says Utyufta de Ravuna de Midikotani also lo shnia barishona, from the fact that this source says that the second nazirus fills the void left by the absolved first nazirus mechlav de nazirus shnia nami chay lole. It shows that second nazirus really did take hold. According to Ravuna, if you carbon copy the second nazirus repeating exactly what you said of the first nazirus, nothing takes hold. You see here that there is the presence of the second nazirus. The Gemara says li'olam hareini nazir hayoyim hareini nazir lomochar, that the case the Tanaic source is referring to is what Rav Huna originally contended, that after saying hareini nazir hayom, he said hareini nazir lemochar. Umai also lo. And what did the Tanaic source mean when it said that the second one fills the void of the first one? Labar me'ahu yoyimu yisera. That's with the exception of the extra day. So that in that case, he'll, after having absolved himself of the first nazirus period and those sacrifices are waiting there, he's not going to bring the sacrifices on that day. He'll have to observe another day of nazirus and then bring the sacrifices. But as far as an entire Nazir's, an entire extra Nazir's period needing to be observed, that he won't have to do. Inami, another resolution, as far as the Tanaic source is concerned, is that where it said he was Nozir Shtei Nazirus, Kigon Shekibel Shtei Nazirus Bevasachas, meaning his initial statement was, I'm accepting on myself two Nazirus periods. But if he said, Hareini Nozir Hayom, if he spelled it out, Hareini Nozir Hayom, Hareini Nozir Hayom, the second Nazirus will not take hold. Mosiv Rav Hamnuna. Again, a challenge to Rav Huna, and it's a long question. The Pasuk says, Nozir Lahazir. Mikan, from this we learn, Shanazirus Chal Al Hanazirus. That a second Nazirus can be superimposed on a first Nazirus. Sheachol, without the verse, I would have thought, Valo Din Hu, I would have thought that through logic, a second Nazirus is not chal on a first Nazirus. And what's the logic that would have led me to say that? Uma shvua chamura. Mind you, an oath which is considered of great stringency. Ein shvua chala al shvua. A second shvua is not superimposed, doesn't take hold upon an existing shvua. Nazirus, kala lo kol shekein, Nazirus, which is lighter, all the more so that the second Nazirus wouldn't be chal tamad lomar. Therefore, the pasuk comes to dispel the logic and says, Nozir lahazir, mikan shanazirus chala al hanazirus. From here we see that a second Nazirus period sets in upon a first Nazirus. Hechidomi, what are the circumstances? Ilem of yomar hareini nozir hayoim hareini nozir lo mochar. Ha-kro-baya, do I need a pasuk? Do I need Nozir Lahazir to tell me that the second Nazirus will take hold? That is obvious. There's newness, there's a new element to the second Nazirus. And therefore, of course, the second Nazirus will take hold. Elolav, the Omar, Hareini Nozir, Hayom. Hareini Nozir, Hayom. He repeats what he said initially. Vakotoni Nazirus Chal Al Nazirus. And it says in the source, based on the pasuk, that the second Nazirus takes hold. And that is a problem for Rav Huna. Look, no problem. Hocha b'mayaskinon, what is the source referring to? Kagon shekiblo of shtei Nazirus b'vasachas. We saw this explanation earlier, where he says, I accept upon myself two Nazirus periods. In such a case, the second Nazirus will be chal. But it's not a function of two separate vowels. It's all contained within the first statement of his, only statement of his, and therefore both take hold. So at this point in the Gemara, you can see we had a number of questions raised against Rav Huna, but he successfully defended himself from all of the questions. Now, a point was mentioned above in the Tanaic source. There's an arrow that you can use on the side of the Gemara text. It was mentioned that Shavuos have an element of stringency that you don't find by Nedarim. Umay chumra deshvua mi neder. What is that stringency that you find by Shavuos that would have led me, if I followed the logical approach, to say that, mind you, by Shavuos, ain shvua chal shvua, then all the more so by Nedarim. So the Gemara seeks to find out what is the basis of that chumra. Ilema mishum dechaylo afilu al dover shein bo mamish. If you'll say that shvuas has an element of stringency that you don't find by Nedarim, in that shvuas set upon or are effective even concerning things that are not tangible, things like actions. That's Dover Shein Bo Mamish. And we know that a shvua can be made and takes hold regarding something like an action, not so a neder. Yeah, but on the other hand, neder nami chomur, a neder, the realm of vows, has a stringency that you don't find by Shavuos, Shekein Chal Al HaMitzvah Kerushus. If a person, let us say, he swears, he takes an oath not to Mekayim, not to fulfill a particular mitzvah, the Shavuah does not take hold. But if he makes a neder, the result of which would be his non-fulfillment of the mitzvah, that neder is binding. So what is the chumrah, the uniqueness of Shavuos that makes it such that we call it chomor more than nedarim? Elo? Mishum dechsiv bo b'shvuah, because regarding Shavuos it says lo yinake, which translated means that for someone who violates or who takes false oaths, there is no atonement for it. He cannot be cleansed. He's stained, permanently stained. That is true with regard to Shavuos. Not so, that posuk is not found in the context of Nedarim. Before we conclude today's shiur, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.